Chrissy Jim, this golden nugget is being recorded in early January 2019. Happy New Year. Today is the idea of the Rich Engels agent. He had a group that included myself, a real estate agent, a Medicare guy, a senior placement expert who actually put together these seminars, and then also Rich as an elder attorney. During a meeting, Rich happened to come out and say, you know what? I met this real estate agent and she was a senior expert. And I asked Rich, I said, well, what was her name? And he said, you know, I don't know. I said, well, Rich, what did she say? What did she do to make you remember her as a senior expert, even though you can't remember her name? Rich said, you know, Jim, she just knew everything about seniors. So the goal of the system is to give you the tools so that if you put in the effort, you too can become strongly branded like the Rich Engels agent. That branding will lead to referrals, it'll lead to listings, it'll lead to duels, and it will lead to continued success for years to come in this exploding senior market. See you in the next Golden Nugget. Hey again, this is Jim, recording this Golden Nugget, January 4th, 2019. Typically in any farm, there are two, sometimes only one, but you got to plan on two agents that dominate that farm. And a lot of times those agents have been there for years. When they sit down for a listing presentation or when they hand out their brochures, they're going to show all these homes that they've sold over a period of time. Impressive pictures, 2-3 years. So how do you compete against that? Well, you can do that as long as you look and sound different. If you have a different value proposition. If you're going to go in with the same value proposition that every agent uses, which is, hey, I'm going to sell your home. I'm going to sell it quicker, and I'm going to sell it for more money than my competition, or you're going to get slaughtered against someone who dominates your farm. But if you put together a program that differentiates you, and people get to know you way before they do list your home, and they connect with you, and they bond with you outside of your role as a real estate agent, then when it comes time for them to list their home, if they already like you, and I'd like to say love you, they're going to list with you, and they won't even hold a competition. And that's really what we're trying to accomplish. The way that you defeat two incumbent agents in a farm is you win the deal before there's a competition. And in fact, your brand creates a value for your seniors that they go to you directly and they don't even think about other agents. That's how you beat two agents. You beat them by eliminating them before there's even a competition. That's today's Golden Nugget. Talk at you soon. Hey, it's Jim again. It's still January 2019. My goal is to have 10 initial nuggets completed and posted and available to you on the website by the end of January. So this is number 3. Is I want to dovetail on the first 2 nuggets. The first, we made a point that there is an agent, the Rich Engels agent, who has strongly branded herself as a senior expert. Even though Rich couldn't remember her name, he remembered her as seeming to know everything about seniors. The second nugget, we talked about how we can be 2 established agents in a farm. The way we do that is we beat them before there's a competition. The way that you do that is through similar branding like the Rich Engels agent. So how do we do that? This whole training is about getting you branded so that you sound completely different from your competition and you win listings and you get duels before your competition even knows the deal exists. In fact, they're not even invited because there is no competition. Well, there's a formula. Call it the Sys Rep 30 Strategies Farm. Branding equals differentiation plus repetition. And let me say that again. Branding, or the process of branding, equals differentiation plus repetition. So what this program is all about, the key, is that you want to become branded. You go through the effort so that you differentiate yourself from all the other agents. And we're going to do that by being a senior resource. And then we're going to push that. We're going to scale that part of the brand. The way that people are going to get to know you and connect with you, they can't help but like, and I like to say love you, is through you repeatedly being in front of them with different but connected messaging that relates to the subjects that are of interest to them. And that's what this learning is all about. So there's different steps that you have to take. But remember, what we want to accomplish here is how we can brand you. Now, the way we're going to do that is we're going to talk about how you're going to differentiate yourself And once you've done that, you sort of define your differentiation. Then we have a systematic approach for you to repeat your differentiation. That's going to brand you. And then we're going to have a system that's going to expand that branding formula to your senior segment that you want to be growing over time. That's all about the module 3 part of this program. So that's today's Golden Nugget. Catch you next time.
Hey, it's Jim again. Now, this nugget is probably one of the most important ones that you want to try and focus in on. It's called the Buy More Home Strategy Nugget. In the 30 Strategies Turnkey System, that's really the first strategy. If you get good at explaining how you can buy more home from the proceeds from the sale of a home, and it does use a reverse purchase, then this is going to open up a lot of opportunities for you. So the way it works, we have a client, this is actually a real life case, who is currently paying $1,950 per month principal and interest on a loan with a $350,000 balance. With impounds, the total payment is $2,300 per month. Their income is $3,300. So we have two folks, their income is $3,300, their house payment is $2,300, so they're living on $1,000 per month. Not enough equity to pay it off with a reverse mortgage. So we know that they net $224,000. And that's not enough for an all-cash purchase. So with a reverse purchase and the buy more home strategy, we told them that what they can do is with the $224,000 based on their age, they could buy a $420,000 home and not have a payment. So that would eliminate that $1,950 payment that they're making every month now. So by doing so, over the next 10 years, they would save $234,000 in cash flow that they are obligated to pay their current bank. So with that, they get in a new home. They would live now on $2,950 per month. Keep in mind, they're currently getting by, and I'm sure the kids and other people are helping them, on $1,000 per month. Now their monthly cash flow, by eliminating that payment, is $2,950 per month. That's 195% pay increase. That's a game changer. And what that does, if you can learn to explain that, what you really want to do is you want to be able to identify that situation, give the general numbers at first, and let a reverse mortgage specialist, someone that knows the product, come in, do the analysis, and say, there's not enough equity to pay off that current mortgage with a reverse refi, but here's an idea. Have you thought about selling your home? Because here's what you could do. You could buy a new home, not have a payment, and save almost $250,000 in cash flow. And for folks on a fixed income, that's huge. What that did in the process is it sets up a listing for the agent, and it also sets up the likelihood of representing them for the new home. It's a dual commission type of a scenario. So the key to doing this is the agent needs to know enough in order to identify and get the client to talk to the reverse mortgage person. The reverse mortgage person has to know enough to say, okay, this doesn't work, but hey, have you thought about this? And then hand it back off to the realtor, so that the realtor now can do what they do. Perhaps show, okay, for $424,000, here's the type of home that you can use. Now, what happened in the process is the client started asking about, oh, can I transfer my taxes? And they kind of knew that. So what I did in that situation, and I confirmed pretty much what they already knew. I said, yes, what's your taxes now? They're $1,800 a year. Yes, you could transfer that to a new property as long as they participate in Proposition 60 or 90. Guidelines that the property was less, which would be the case, and they hadn't done it before, so you know, you can only do that one time, age 55 or over. So that's a great nugget. It's one of the keys. If you understand that now, you can generate listings very soon, because there are tons of these scenarios out there. Catch you next time. Hey, it's Jim again. Just want to follow up to one of the key nuggets I just recorded. That's the Buy More Home Strategy. If you haven't already done so, you got to listen to that and check that one out. That is key. What I want to do with this nugget is show you the market opportunity and how important it is to understand and execute that strategy whenever possible. So if you say that there's 10,000 baby boomers a day retiring, And statistically, about 62% of people own a home. Of those, 34% have mortgages. If you take those numbers and you look at it on a 30-day basis, there are over 63,000 seniors per month retiring with a mortgage, and that's not starting now. That's been going on for years. That's a huge opportunity. Now, what you have to assume is nearly 100% of them would want to get rid of their loan payment. Now, some of those, you know, are near the end of the loan, so they're just going to pay those off and they're going to be okay. But many people are struggling to meet that monthly payment. It's to the point where they suffer. I've talked to clients, I've helped clients where they will actually not eat meals in order to save money, in order to meet their expenses, and their key expense is a monthly mortgage payment. It's crazy. Hopefully you don't have clients like that, but I bet you do. And when you sense that they're struggling, that's what's going on. So if you sense a customer or a potential client that is struggling and they have a mortgage, I guarantee you that's the base. At the same time, due to changes in October 2nd, 2017, less people are qualifying for reverse refis that would pay those mortgages off and allow seniors to live more comfortably. This business is down significantly because 80 to 90% traditionally of reverse mortgages are refinances, and many more of those are not qualifying. Every failure of a reverse refi analysis is an easy segue into the discussion of the next logical step, which is considering listing and selling the home and buying a new home with a reverse mortgage purchase and eliminating the stress and pain of a never-ending mandatory monthly mortgage payment and executing the buy more home strategy. So what happens is there are tons of seniors that would greatly benefit from the buy more home strategy. They need to be educated, and you're in the perfect position to do that. So finding these scenarios, and a lot of what we're talking about here with this entire system, is you want to find these scenarios because they will induce listings and they'll create dual commissions. Bolster that with the Prop 13 transfer strategy. The benefits can change their lives. There are over 63,000 potential buy more home strategy scenarios being created each month by the retiring baby boomers. The 30 Strategies Turnkey Sales System is designed for you to build a huge business out of just getting a tiny percentage of this market opportunity. Catch you soon. Softly soaring through my atmosphere. Hey, this is Jim again. I want to do a nugget about the event buildup technique. That's EBT. And no, that's not anything to do with food stamps. So event buildup technique, what does that mean? The idea is the marketing approach and strategy and even the marketing collateral is built around a series of seminars. And if you look at the marketing collateral, there are four seminars. The approach, psychology, is that the seminars themselves aren't that important. It's the process of you going into your farm. Hopefully you've segmented some seniors, or your title company is giving you some information where you're targeting some seniors. And instead of knocking on the door like every other agent trying to list their home, you're inviting them to the first or the second or the third in a series of seminars on topics that are interesting to them. And you want three key pieces of collateral. One is you want the flyer about the seminar. You want the flyer about the series. So those are really two. So you want seminar flyers. And then you want press releases about the series. And then press release about the seminar itself. So those are two press releases. And then the third thing that's really key is your monthly newsletter, because that reinforces the whole seminar approach, but it also gives you a platform where you can share in writing senior information you put together when you became a senior resource in 1 week. It also allows you to share things about yourself and things not related to senior marketing so that people get to know you and your personality. The whole idea is you're inviting seniors by using the question story technique, and you're using the questions in the collateral to try and start conversations. That's what it's all about. You're just trying to sound different, create a conversation, make a note, start connecting with that senior. Event buildup technique gives you many reasons over a period of time to be out in your farm and to knock on the door of the same senior. You can introduce the seminar, give them a flyer. Next time you're out there, you knock on the door again. If they answer, say, hey, I just wanted to follow up. Here's a news release now, a news release on the series. I just want to share this with you. And a couple weeks later, you knock on the door and you say, hey, Mrs. Smith, whatever, but hopefully by now you've gotten to know her name. Here's my newsletter. And by the way, I put in some kind of corny jokes. What do you think of this one? And now you're starting to connect with the senior. If someone shows up at your seminar, great. You want to have a place. It is legitimate. You want to invite your ecosystem partners. They'll be happy to participate because that's potential business for them. The beauty of the event buildup technique is that once you've been out in front of your seniors multiple times for the first event, after that passes, now you've got new excuse to see them again because you're now saying, well, I noticed you didn't attend or they weren't interested in the first event, but I just want to share with you that here's the next event on this topic. It's going to be different topics. Now you're going through the same approach, using the questions in the collateral to try and start conversations now about new topics. And then the same thing applies. Next time you're out with the first-time flyer, next-time news release. And oh, by the way, your newsletter is monthly, so that gives you an excuse to be out in front of them again. And the newsletter is going to have different content. It's going to follow the same format, but it's also going to support the next seminar. And then a couple months later, you've got another one, so on and so on. So it's very effective to get that repetition part of branding. If you haven't yet, check out the nugget on the branding formula, which says branding equals differentiation plus repetition. The EBT is designed to give you a platform. You repeat your visibility. You repeat your message to your seniors. And after a while, they're going to be like friends. They're going to be like a network because your network is your net worth. And that's what we're trying to accomplish here. Hope that makes sense. Hope you got something out of this. Talk to you soon. Hey, it's Jim again with another nugget. Today I want to talk about an approach that you want to adopt in dealing with seniors. It's about asking questions and telling stories. You want to be able to ask questions. And then once you've asked a question, hopefully you get them engaged. And then in response, you want to be able to tell a story. So what you don't want to do is just be in front of people and just saying, hey, you know, I know about this and that, and telling them stuff. You want to ask a good question as soon as possible in a face-to-face engagement. So if I'm knocking on the door and a senior answers, what I want to do is make a comment and then tie it together with a question. Once you get a response from them, is then you want to tell a story. And the story you want to tell is related to the topic. So here's an example. Let's say as part of your branding, you want to create value as a Prop 13 transfer expert. So you start with a question like this. Did you know that if you qualify, you can transfer your Prop 13 tax base, the actual amount that you pay each year, from one home to another? Have you heard that before? So give them a chance to answer, and whether they say yes or no, you want to go into a story because the story showcases your knowledge and your expertise and helps to build your image as a senior expert, different from all the other agents. It's something like this. And then say, so I have a client, he had a $700,000 home in Yorba Linda, but he only paid $1,200 per year for his property taxes. That's awesome, isn't it? Is that kind of close to what you pay? Well, he thought if I'm moving to a $500,000 house, I'm going to have to pay $5,000 per year in taxes, right? Try to get them to nod or in some way agree with you. When he found out that he could transfer his Prop 13 taxes, only $1,200 per year, from his current home to his new home, well, that opened up his thinking to maybe moving to a smaller single-story house, put a bunch of money in the bank, because he and his wife lived in a two-story home with like five bedrooms, and it was just he and his wife, and his kids haven't been there in like 10 years. Have you or do you know someone that's thought about it that way? So that's the idea, is you ask a question and then you follow it up with a story. Because what you want to do is you want to get them engaged, and then the story hopefully relates to their specific situation and creates some interest and maybe conversation, and at the very least helps to brand you. Think about that. Catch you next time. Hey, it's Jim again with another nugget. Today I want to talk about an approach that you want to adopt in dealing with seniors. It's about asking questions and telling stories. You want to be able to ask questions. And then once you've asked the question, hopefully you get them engaged. And then in response, you want to be able to tell a story. So what you don't want to do is just be in front of people and just saying, hey, you know, I know about this and that, and telling them stuff. You want to ask a good question as soon as possible in a face-to-face engagement. So if I'm knocking on the door and a senior answers, what I want to do is make a comment and then tie it together with a question. Once you get a response from them, is then you want to tell a story. And the story you want to tell is related to the topic. So here's an example. Let's say as part of your branding, you want to create value as a Prop 13 transfer expert. So you start with a question like this. Did you know that if you qualify, you can transfer your Prop 13 tax base, the actual amount that you pay each year, from one home to another? Have you heard that before? So give them a chance to answer, and whether they say yes or no, you want to go into a story, because the story showcases your knowledge and your expertise and helps to build your image as a senior expert, different from all the other agents. It's something like this. And then say, so I have a client, he had a $700,000 home in Yorba Linda, but he only paid $1,200 per year for his property taxes. That's awesome, isn't it? Is that kind of close to what you pay? Well, he thought if I'm moving to a $500,000 house, I'm going to have to pay $5,000 per year in taxes, right? Try to get them to nod or in some way agree with you. When he found out that he could transfer his Prop 13 taxes, only $1,200 per year, from his current home to his new home, well, that opened up his thinking to maybe moving to a smaller single-story house, put a bunch of money in the bank, because he and his wife lived in a two-story home with like five bedrooms, and it was just he and his wife, and his kids haven't been there in like 10 years. Have you or do you know someone that's thought about it that way? So that's the idea, is you ask a question and then you follow it up with a story. Because what you want to do is you want to get them engaged, and then the story hopefully relates to their specific situation and creates some interest and maybe conversation, and at the very least helps to brand you. Think about that. Catch you next time. I got this feeling inside my bones. Hey, it's Jim again, still January 2019. We've talked about the two ways that we've touched our senior clients that are like platforms that enable us to differentiate ourselves. There's a face-to-face conversation that we have when we meet a senior, and then there's the written collateral that has to support our message that differentiates us from other agents. The following mini role play combines all that. So take the content and adapt it to your style. My personal style is I would be wearing a suit and tie, at very least a tie if it's a hot day. But I'm a big guy, so I kind of take a kind of a folksy, low-key approach. The written material that I refer to is part of this turnkey program. Here it goes. Hi, I'm Jim. I'm from the Senior Marketing Division of Goldsmart Realty, and I just wanted to drop off an invitation to a free no-obligation seminar that we're having. It's a part of this series over here at the Whittier Senior Center. You know where that is? Have you ever been there? Yeah, well, this seminar is about how to transfer your Prop 13 tax base, if you ever decide to move. And it's also about how people can buy more home from the proceeds of their house and yet not have a payment. Let's say if you were to, I had a client that sold their home. They netted $300,000 and they were able to buy a $500,000 house with no payment. So we talk about that in the seminar as well. Did you know that that people can transfer their Prop 13 tax base if they qualify and they move from one home to another? So you think this seminar, these topics would be interesting to you? Oh, and also here's a press release about the series of the different seminars that we're having throughout the year. They're about every couple months, and you can see we have this one, and then we have one about estate planning, and here's also one about senior placement, stuff like that. Well, great. Well, my number's on there. If you're interested in either talking about, you know, this subject, I'd be happy to do that with you and your wife, or maybe you have some neighbors and such. Or if you have any questions, or if you'd like to attend a seminar, if you like, I can jot down your name now and save you a spot, or, you know, at some point, give me a call. Well, thanks again. I appreciate your time. Hope to see you soon. I'll be around the neighborhood next few days handing out flyers and inviting people to the seminar. So hopefully get to say hi or maybe wave at you. Okay. Oh, by the way, what was your name? Okay, Bob. Okay, thanks, Bob. See you soon. Bye-bye. Well, I hope you've caught the essence of what we're trying to accomplish here by being completely different. Bob's never had an agent do this. And by the way, this is only the very beginning of my relationship with Bob. I've got other collateral for the same seminar. I've got 3 more seminars over the year that I can share with Bob. I've got lots of reasons to reconnect with Bob. Wait till he sees my newsletter. I'm going to get to know his kids. I'm going to know his favorite team. I'm going to know what his favorite restaurant is. I'm going to get to meet his wife. Hopefully, he'll share with me what's going on in the neighborhood, because Bob and I are going to be best friends here real soon. Hope you got a lot out of this nugget. Catch you next time. This nugget revolves around a tip that I know you've heard before, and that's knowledge is power. And we're going to talk about that in the context of senior sales marketing. And what I want to do is share with you a little bit of my background, how it relates to the same approach that I'm advocating that you take in differentiating yourself to the senior market. In many of my seminars, I've shared my experience prior to getting into real estate, involved in sales and marketing and technology, including Silicon Valley companies. About 20 years. With one of the companies that ended up going public, I took over a sales operation that had 10 customers. 14 months later, we had taken 1,800 customers from Pacific Bell and the Anaheim and Irvine area. The way we did that is I created a sales team that had the tools and the knowledge that was different from the incumbent Pacific Bell sales teams. We were different because we had more knowledge. In that situation, I paired the very best systems engineering talent from the data world with the best salespeople I could get from the voice world. So what our customers and prospects saw was a company that was a one-stop shop for both data and voice solutions compared to the incumbent Pacific Bell team that could only offer voice. My smart data people offered a competitive consulting service versus voice only. We branded and scaled this one-stop value proposition enthusiastically to all our customers, and we were extremely successful because we were different. We stole customers that in some cases had been with Pacific Bell for like 30 years. So what I'm advocating here is the same approach, but I can't give you a smart person. What you have to do is you have to take the time, you have to study and educate yourself that you develop the same level of knowledge that gives you the same power that my sales teams did, which enabled them to get enormous results against our competition that, like your competition, was saying the same thing. So let me just summarize this nugget by saying, to differentiate yourself, you have to begin with acquiring the knowledge that gives you the power so that you look different from your competition. Your seniors will see you as more knowledgeable and give you power even over realtors that may have been in the industry for 20, 30 years that dominate a farm that you want to build your future on. I'm passionate about the necessity for you to be different, to be smarter, to get that power from knowledge. And the next nuggets are going to assume that you've done that. Once you have that working base of senior market specific knowledge, it doesn't just stop. It grows with your own personal experience. Now this opens up avenues to use the other strategies. Sample marketing collateral starts making sense. So that along the way, while you're converting opportunities from your efforts into sales, you're building the base for even further success in the future. Hope you got some good stuff out of this nugget. We'll see you soon.